Señores.
Good afternoon. I call to order this meeting. Good afternoon, excellencies, distinguished members, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 493rd meeting of the Committee Against Enforced Disappearances. We will now review the report submitted by Ukraine under Article 29, Paragraph 1 of the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons Against Enforced Disappearance. And I have the honor to welcome His Excellency Mr. Leonid Timchenko, Head of Delegation, Her Excellency Ms. Yevhenia Filipenko, Permanent Representative of Ukraine in Geneva, and the remaining members of the delegation of Ukraine. Before I get the floor to the delegation, I would like to explain the methodology that we will be using throughout our dialogue. Given that the chair of the committee is rapporteur for your country, I will have the honor to guide our interaction, which will last 6 hours this afternoon and tomorrow morning. Today, the first part of the dialogue will focus on Articles 1 to 15 of the Convention. It will start with a presentation of the reports of the State Party by the delegation of Ukraine, which will last a maximum 15 minutes. And then the country rapporteurs, Ms. Carmen Rosa Villa-Quintana and Mr. Olivier de Frouville, will take the floor for 30 minutes to ask questions about the report and the replies to the list of issues. If any members of the committee wish to take the floor, they need to indicate that by raising their card. There will be an opportunity to speak for 10 minutes, during which each person can ask questions for a maximum of 3 minutes. If there is no member of the committee wishing to take the floor, then the 10 minutes will be given to the rapporteurs. And then we will suspend the meeting for 15 minutes for the delegation to coordinate its replies. You will be able to go to a separate room to do that. After that, the delegation will have 45 minutes to reply to the committee. That will be followed by 15 minutes during which the country rapporteurs can ask follow-up questions, followed by another 15-minute period during which other members of the committee can ask questions. And as before, if other members of the committee do not wish to take the floor, the rapporteurs can use that time. After that, the delegation will have 30 minutes to reply. We will follow a similar structure for the second part of the dialogue tomorrow morning. I warmly invite all speakers to keep their statements short, precise, and focused, and keep to the time limit. Otherwise, I will unfortunately have to interrupt you. I now give the floor to the head of delegation to present the main aspects of the State Party's report and the replies to the list of questions from the committee in the space of 15 minutes. Your Excellency, Mr. Leonid Timchenko, you have the floor.